Then we're about to start day five of the third test. England's well on top. We're not really expecting this to be a long day, are we?
No, not really. Very much. And, you know, it's going to be England's day. The weather's fine here in Southampton. And I just can't see the Indian tail hanging on, you know. The six wickets. The way they've been playing, as if they're playing IPL or T20 cricket, you know, trying to play shots and take singles when was actually unnecessary. So, I mean, the Indians have shot themselves in the foot, and I don't think they deserve to, you know, to draw this test. But who knows? Anything can happen in this wonderful game of ours.
Do you think a few players on show today are batting for their places for the rest of the series?
Yes, they could well be. They could well be, because there is keen competition amongst the players, and, you know, a lot of players are looking over their shoulders to see, you know, because I reckon Ashwin should have been in the team, and for the first, you know, three test matches, he obviously hasn't been, and he's certainly been knocking on the door. He can bat as well, and he's certainly the finest off-spin in the world today. So, you know, they were seriously thinking about getting him in, but at whose expense? You know, Suresh Raina was dropped earlier and just come back in the side. But what a stupid shot he played yesterday. Last ball before lunch. He tried to hit it over the head when they're trying to save the game, save the follow-on. You know, these are the things that completely baffled me. What are the batting coaches and Mr. Duncan Fletcher, who's very, very highly paid, you know, what are they doing? That sort of is mind-boggling.
Yes, sir.
But I wish them well. And if they can make a draw out of it, it'll be almost a miracle. Otherwise, I think by lunchtime or by tea time, certainly, it'll all be wrapped up. And at Old Trafford, start on a fresh slate, you know, 1-1. That's what the probable